Greetings. This is Why's That, where WMUK explores what makes you curious in Southwest Michigan. I'm Sevilla Mann. Each month, we answer a question you send us. You can submit your idea at whysthat.wmuk.org. Mark Cole asked our question for December. It started with a few blocks in Kalamazoo Township near the city of Kalamazoo's West Main Hill neighborhood. Mark and I met at Arlington Street and Commonwealth Avenue, down the street from where he used to live. If we were going to, you know, keep walking down that way, what would happen if we walked west down the street?
Well, we would cross Berkeley and then Clarendon and then Dartmouth.
Arlington, Berkeley, Clarendon, and Dartmouth. Mark says he didn't realize the streets were in alphabetical order until a friend pointed it out. But years later, he noticed something even more subtle.
Maybe 6 years ago, I went on vacation to Boston, and looking at the map, I see alphabetical streets, and I'm thinking, okay, I know these streets.
It was Arlington, Berkeley, Clarendon, and Dartmouth streets. Again, they appear in Boston's Back Bay in an alphabet that goes all the way through H. In Boston, as in Kalamazoo Township, the streets are crossed by a Commonwealth Avenue, as in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
I assume that as the city expanded and they started adding streets, somebody with a connection to Boston must have decided to go ahead and name those streets like they did on purpose.
To find out how five streets in Kalamazoo Township ended up with the same names as streets in Boston, we needed to find out who developed that part of town. That is, who bought the land, carved it up into lots, and put streets between them. It turns out for these blocks, that happened in 1901. The developers called the area Summit Park.
You see, around this time period, all this growth in the area around the perimeter of the city.
Western Michigan University archivist Lynn Houghton says between 1900 and 1910, Kalamazoo's population grew by 60%. In 1901, Summit Park would have been a suburb. Ads and even articles in the Kalamazoo Gazette extolled the view from the top of West Main Hill. Houghton says developers promised that streetcar service was soon to come.
The other thing that they talked about with this area, which I thought was a little humorous, is that somehow the water was so much better there than in other areas of Kalamazoo.
Like better tasting?
They don't go into any detail, but they just say that the water is better.
Houghton says Summit Park came with an unusual amount of hype for a new development, including a lengthy ad campaign. Promoters offered free carriage rides to the site, and they held special events.
They even had a contest where they were giving free land to the cutest baby and the most beautiful woman in the Kalamazoo area.
Yes, that happened. But how did Kalamazoo's Summit Park end up with Bostonian street names? One clue is that the plat record was notarized in Massachusetts, and it names the owners, a married couple, Alice Ames and James Sumner Draper.
He graduated from MIT in 1889 and became a very successful real estate developer.
Dabney Draper is the great-granddaughter of James Sumner and Alice Ames Draper. Dabney says James Sumner, born in 1868, lived in Massachusetts all his life. At the height of his career, he owned lots of property in Boston, including many homes in the city's Back Bay, home of the ABC streets repeated in Kalamazoo Township.
And then he lost his money in the Depression, but he paid off all of his debts.
James Draper died in 1936 at age 67. His wife Alice lived another three decades. Dabney says she doesn't know how her great-grandfather, living in Massachusetts, would have thought to buy land in Kalamazoo. She says it's possible it had to do with horses.
He was an international horseman and world champion for his harness-racing horses.
Dabney says perhaps he came here for a show and saw the thriving real estate market. She says it's also possible he had some relatives here. Western archivist Lynn Houghton says she thinks there must have been a family connection.
We had Drapers that lived in this area, and we also had Sumners that lived in this area.
Mark Cole, who discovered Draper's nod to Boston, says it makes sense that if Kalamazoo was booming, Draper would have looked to buy land here.
And maybe he did that in other cities, too. I'm kind of wondering if he had other business ventures like this going on in other parts of the country.
That's all for now on Why's That? We'll be back next month to answer another question about life in Southwest Michigan. Tell us what in the region has always made you wonder at whyisthat.wmuk.org. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.